holding ois kufchav aleph. Al teshaker gufchav lehishaker miyayin pentia meguna utanat belas picha betischaritz. Do not allow yourself to become drunk, because it might bring out things that you're not going to be proud of, shall we say, and then you're going to be embarrassed and regret that you did that. I think I mentioned to you that Rishon Salanter used to get very, very drunk on Purim. He held that Adl Yoda is a getter of a ptur, not a getter of a chiyuv, which means you're mechiv to drink the whole day. You have to point out Adl Yoda, you're not drinking anymore. But once you revive, you're mechiv to drink again. Right? So what happened was that he was very, very drunk on Purim. Well, what happened on Purim when he was very drunk is that the Rav Chaim Brisker said that about Rishon Salanter that he was one of the three biggest goyim in learning in the previous generation. He put them up together with the Meryl Diskin. He put them in the same league. So just to give you an idea of Meryl Diskin goyimness, they say it was that he could look at a building and tell you how many bricks are on the building. He could look at a tree and tell you how many leaves are on a tree. Like, you know, I can see five, I don't have to count five fingers, I can see five fingers, right? You show me 15 fingers, I have to start counting them, right? He could see 15 fingers, he could see 357, you know, and you know, 3,572 fingers also, in one shot. And the Rishon Salanter was on the same dark of godliness. But he with all of his being public, he was master of his godliness. But on Purim, he was drunk. So he was like, mamash, like lying on the floor, saying Chilushi Torah, that, you know, he didn't say the whole year because he would keep himself very private. So the Tevidim would actually record, they would write notes, and, you know, the learning things that he would say on Purim. There was once an Adam Golo was there, and he said, I never allow myself to get as drunk as that because I'm afraid what would come out. That's what he responded. Overall, Baruch Hashem, when guys get drunk, you know, usually what comes out is positive. But the rush definitely is pointing out that you can't, that there's no guarantees in life. And then you might regret that. Chazal have an interesting relationship with drinking. You know, clearly the psukim which talk about the positive element of drinking, yayin yisamach levav enosh, that it gladdens a person's heart. So, on the other hand, that there's more in the chadavar maybe the adam elayayin, the thing which brings the greatest woe to a person is drinking wine. There's three things Kadosh Baruch Hu loves. One of them is a person who doesn't get drunk. When Bracha says Al Tarvi Velo Sechati, do not become drunk and then become Duaveris. The Mor says that Sanhedrin, the Mor says Al Tiri Yayin Shachris Adam. The result is Shrichas Damim. Kol Noisim Enov Bekois Kol Arayis Damis Lov Kamisha. The Mor says in Yuma, you know, once he's drunk, he can do every one of the Veras of Arayis without a regret. So the Mor has like some not. Yain is maybe to call the oilam. Kolamashkim, the Mor says, Machal Yain, Raloi, who be other, Oiker, Sassam, in Oilam, Zeb, Oilam, Abo, Yoshi, Besosh, to call Maisa, Yodosh, Kadosh Baruch, whom Yam Shinever, Oilam, he destroys the world. Some very positive chazals about drinking. Sassashrotim, Lugola, Lubishal, because of the Yain. Shevet Yehuda Binyamin Lagola Lebishil Hayayin. There's Yain Yotzesoid. There's a Sarah Nirgaz Beis HaMishtos. It looks like a novel, a Mishtaker. So, yeah. One horror that I have about wine, or wine, or alcoholic beverages. I think it's extremely sad. I was once by a chasna, and they were not serving any alcoholic beverages, based on the I think the request of the the families. And one of the brachim said to me, like, so how are people going to be mesameach? So I looked at him and I said, if you're telling me the only way you can be happy for your friend that he's getting married is if you drink, that's sad. And that was my, I left the response there because I didn't think there's any more that had to be said. Like, I'm happy for you only if I drink. Oh, if I don't drink, you know, he's getting married. That's what I'm saying. I'm so happy for you. I am really excited for your simcha. This is a recording. Like, really? Like, okay, certain people are a little more outgoing, they're more comfortable being exuberant than others. I'm probably on that side more than some other people, so it's hard for me to judge, you know. But I don't know. That's just very sad to me. The person's attitude. It was so, the thought process has been corrupted to the point that it's assumed that that's the vehicle. That's the only vehicle you can use to get simple. Guy drinks on simple star. Like, there is a young man here in simple star, which was acting a little bit aggressive, sort of. So I went over to his brother and said, tell me he's not drinking. A little later, I went up to his brother and said, tell me he's drinking. Because this is how he acts without drinking. We're in trouble. Like, there are people who drank, you know, historically there was Balabatim who drank. And it seems to you that in Europe, the Balkan, they drink. And some was there. There's a drinking because you're happy and you want to express it. There's drinking because you're not happy and you need this to make you happy. If it's the second one, we got a problem. Right? If it's the first one, okay, you know, so I can respect the thought process. I don't necessarily agree with it, I can respect it. If it's the second one, we have a basic problem. That the vehicle for me being happy is, so it's a, like, I become dependent upon on some outside factor to help, what's the word I'm looking for? Express my emotions, or develop my emotions, or regulate my emotions. Like, I don't know. That's a very sad thing. The same, like somebody asked me about, you know, the kumzitz with the drinking. Like, I can't. I have to. I grew up in Tells, and it's a very literacy yeshiva, and they weren't into drinking. That wasn't how they got their jellies. They did have jellies. They are literacy, but they did have jellies. They were happy people. They weren't unhappy people. Like, you know, all the jokes about literacy aside, I didn't see Rabbi Bang being unhappy people. I mean, the jokes are good jokes. Some of them, but you know, most of the jokes were made by Hasidim. Because Chassidim had to come up with an answer why they do such strange things. Because I said that's the way to do that is put down the lit box. Because you don't put them down, it's a good question. Why aren't you like a lit box already? And so the answer is put them down, you know. So, you know, the joke about they used the L'chodori Nigin to Litzion. So this way you have why you have some Eichon Nigins in the Megillah, you know, all the same sort of, you know. That's what the Litvaks also celebrate Purim. You have Eichon Nigin in Megillah a few times. That's why the Litvak is happy. You know, like, I'm sorry, my Rebbeim didn't look like that, but they didn't fit that. But, like, we weren't into drinking, period. Like, I remember the first time somebody put beer out by Shalom Zachar. Like, it was like, where are you from? Like, who puts out beer by Shalom Zachar? It was like, the joke in the yeshiva was, which it was a true joke, was that you bought a bottle of mashka in honor of the Shalom Zachar. You use it for the bris and the bar mitzvah and the chasna, if you sold comments. And basically, all that had been removed from it was there was one chassidish yid. It was a telzer who lived on the campus. He was held a Talmud, but he was chassidish. He would come and make a l'chaim, and that was the drink, which was removed by the shalom zacher and by the bris and by the. They didn't drink. They had no musag of drinking, and we actually were healthy, functioning human beings even without it. It was like we're missing something. Well, you know, you're missing the excitement of life. You know, it's, you know, I grew up in Cleveland. Beer was associated with motorcycle driving. Motorcyclists, you know, beer. And I said, Bacher, drinking a beer. I said, like, you know, you want to be a motorcyclist? You know, like, you know, the skinheads, you know, it's like, what's your problem? And now they tell me, like, you know, that's called, if you don't have it, it's missing something. Okay. I mean, that's what the other Rebbeim told me, so I believe them. I don't know, so you're talking to a real old-fashioned yid over here. But I want to stop and think about what's the goal over here. Right? Because it makes you happy. You know, again, if you need something to make you happy, we got a problem. If you're happy and you want to use to express your happiness, I can respect the thought process. But usually the answer gives me, well, it makes me happier. I that scares me in a thought process. I suppose it's Yanya Samach Lubav Ben Rosh. Okay, yes, it does do that. I'm not saying it doesn't do that. But it's not a healthy way to deal with life. The person's happy. You have simcha in your life. You have beautiful things in your life. You have, of course, you focus on your blessings. You focus on how much you have. And then from that point, you want to express your over a kais of Yayin, you want to express your thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, I get it. But if you know what? My problems are weighing me down, and I'm using my wine to get overcome that. It, you're on your way to creating a dependency on some type of an addiction to help you deal with your problems. I can't get happy unless I drink. I can't get sleep unless I have a pill. I can't deal with my issues without, you know, being overwhelmed without taking a pill. So yeah, that's our society, but that's not a good place to be.